Welcome to the Cryptid Corner, the podcast where we discuss some of your favorite tales, cryptids, monsters, and more, and exactly how they came to be what we know them as today. Welcome to the Cryptid Corner. As always, I'm your host, Casey. This week, we're also going to save the announcements and housekeeping for the end, and so we'll just dive right in. I chose, instead of Krampus, and I really wanted to do Krampus, and I will do Krampus in the future, but I felt like it was just, it was too expected. And so I decided to go with a different Christmas-related folklore or creature for the first Christmas-related episode of the Cryptid Corner. And this creature, folklore, cryptid, it comes from Icelandic cultures and beliefs, and we're actually going to be discussing several. It's going to be the witch Grela and her children, which are also known as the Yule Boys or the Yule Lads. So without further ado, Icelandic Christmas folklore depicts like mountain-dwelling characters and monsters who come to town during Christmas. The stories are dedicated, they're dedicated and directed at children, and they're used to scare them into good behavior. An offhanded remark about coal and stockings is usually about to, it's usually what we use in America to scare kids into submission during the holidays. But in Iceland, parents go to much darker places to garner good behavior, or at least they used to. In the 1600s, little Icelandic boys and girls first heard about a woman named Grela, who lived in the mountains with her aging husband, 13 sons, which were referred to as the Yule Lads, and a giant black cat. And we'll go into that cat a little bit more later in the episode. But so there were some obscure Yule Lads, like, that weren't, they're not from like Grela's sons, I guess you could say. But before the 13 Yule Lads became the most popular, the description of them varied between locations, though, like, they weren't from the mountains. Some of them were said to be the sons of Grela, others her brothers, so it kind of varied there. And some of the stories only describe 9 Yule Lads or Yule Boys, but every one of them had their own characteristic prank, and that's still true of 13. Most of the different Yule Lads can be classified into groups, such as those who steal food, those who like to play tricks or harass people, and those who just seem to be a delusion from nature. Like, there's one, his name is Gully Gawk. And Gully Gawk, he just likes to hide in gullies. And gullies are like, they're like ditches, pretty much, or like big like drainages or whatever. But the names of these Yule Lads, I'm not going to give their actual like Icelandic names, just because it would be a nightmare to try and pronounce all those, and nobody wants to hear that from me. So in no particular order, there's Pot Scraper, that steals leftovers from pots. Bowl Licker, he hides under beds waiting for someone to put down their asker, which is a type of bowl with a lid that's used instead of dishes, which he then steals. Door Slammer, as his name suggests, he likes to slam doors, especially during the night, waking people up. And this word, and this is a small one, so you can only imagine what I would do to their proper Icelandic names. But it's Skr, which is S-K-Y-R, Skr Gobbler. And Skr is like, it's really similar to yogurt. And Skr Gobbler, he just has an affinity for it, like he really loves it. And so most of these names, you know, they kind of fit for what they do. But, for instance, like, the next one, his name is Sausage Swiper. He hides in the rafters and snatches sausages that are being smoked. Window Peeper, a snoop who likes to look through windows and search, for things to steal. Doorway Sniffer, which is... I would not want to be referred to as Doorway Sniffer. He has an abnormally large nose and an acute sense of smell, which he uses to locate leaf bread. Meat Hook. Meat Hook uses a hook to steal meat. Candle Stealer. I bet you can guess what he does. He follows children in order to steal their candles, which were once made of tallow, and they were edible. So, I mean, that's part of the reason why he wanted to steal them. Now, in the east of Iceland, there exists a folktale about a specific group of Yule Lads who did not come from the mountains, but from the ocean. And that's kind of what I was mentioning earlier, is like there's a bunch of different versions of this, but the most traditional is the 13 Yule Lads with Grela and her husband, her black cat. So one very obscure nursery rhyme mentions there being 2 female Yule pranksters who steal melted fat by either stuffing it up their nose or putting it in their socks, which is crazy. I mean, all of it's pretty crazy, but yeah, that's one variation of it. Now, as I mentioned before, Grela was known to have a pet cat, a black cat, but this is no ordinary black cat, and we'll go into more about that after the break. Local to North Carolina, Naughty But Nice can provide you with tons of handmade items such as scarves, hats, and headbands. Also, you can feel free to contact for consultations on custom commission items, and their items are made with love at every stitch. They're super soft and they're durable, and the care is easy as washing with cool water and letting air dry. And I've actually received a knitted black beanie from Naughty But Nice, and let me just tell you that I've got to come out of that thing a lot because it's so warm, but it's perfect for cold days. Perfect and super, super easy to care for. I've had to wash it once because I've worn it quite a bit, and I just like the care instructions said, I just washed it with cool water and left it to air dry, and it was great. Something else I love about Naughty But Nice is every month they donate a portion of all their proceeds to a different charity. December's charity is going to actually be St. Jude's. And the mission of St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital is to advance cures and means of prevention for pediatric catastrophic diseases through research and treatment. Consistent with the visions of the founder, Danny Thomas, no child is denied treatment based on their race, religion, or the family's ability to pay. You can find Naughty But Nice on Etsy, Facebook, Instagram, using the handle at Naughty But Nice NC, and that's KnottyButNiceNC. And you can also find a link to their website in the description of this episode. Welcome back to the Cryptic Corner. Now, Grayla's black cat is referred to as the Yule Cat, and it is a huge and vicious cat who lurks about the snowy countryside during Christmas time, or Yule, and eats people who have not received any new clothes to wear before Christmas Eve. I'll repeat that again. So, the Yule Cat eats people who have not received any new clothes to wear before Christmas Eve. Could you imagine your only crime was that you didn't have any new clothes to wear, and that put you in danger of being eaten by a giant vicious cat that belonged to a witch and her 13 mischievous children? Oh man. So I've gone a lot into Grayla's family and her pets, so let's hear about Grayla herself though. Grayla, she's depicted as being hideous. She was half ogre, half troll, and she's even said to have hooves and horns, and not to mention that there's like large warts all over her face. So this is kind of like your typical witch, you know, like with the absence of being green, pretty much checked all the boxes. Folktales and poems about Grayla have been around since at least the Middle Ages, and according to British folklore researchers Jacqueline Simpson, her 1972 book Icelandic Folktales and Legends, in Icelandic folklore, trolls are stupid giants, most of them whom are very dangerous and actively hate Christianity. They're usually used to explain like rock formations, which many legends claim are either trolls turned into stone or stones thrown by a troll at a church. In the 13th century, the word Grayla was a general term for a she-troll, but eventually it came to name a specific troll, the child-eating monster Grayla. But the legends don't agree on what exactly Grayla might look like. I mean, she has her common depiction, which I mentioned earlier, you know, just a moment ago, but though like all the Icelandic trolls, she's gross, massive, giant. One rhyme says that she has 15 tails, each of which holds 100 bags with 20 children in each bag, doomed to be a feast for the troll's family. Another says that she has 40 tails, and still another says she carries a bag of children on her thigh. Some poems say that she has 300 heads, each of which has three eyes. Others describe eyes in the back of her head, ears that hang so long that they hit her nose. Oh, goodness gracious. That's just a horrifying thought. Her ears are so long that they hit her nose, and a matted beard, blackened teeth, and hooves. All of these stories agree on one point. She's just hideous, no matter how you paint it. This is actually pretty interesting. So by 1746, Icelandic youngsters were so terrified of this story, and I can't blame them. They're so terrified of being eaten by Grayla and her family and the Yule Cat that they wouldn't leave their homes. So the government actually had to step in and put a ban on using Grayla as an intimidation tactic. And that was in 1746. So it was a long time ago, but as far as like, you know, the greater scheme of things, that really wasn't all that long ago, and the government actually had to step in and put an end to that because it was becoming such a problem. Now, Grayla and the Yule Lads and the Yule Cat can be seen in pop culture. Grayla and the Yule Lads appear as a central plot in the 2018 Christmas episode of The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina titled A Midwinter's Tale, in which the Yule Lads terrorize the household and Grayla attempts to claim a baby from Sabrina's aunt. Extra Credits talks about Grayla, the Yule Lads, and the Yule Cat in an episode of Extra Mythology. a Yule cat named, and I might pronounce this wrong too, it depends on the pronunciation, but it's J-O-L-A, Jola, or Yola, but a Yule cat named Jola appears in the 2020 Netflix movie The Christmas Chronicles 2, which I'm very excited to watch. I haven't got a chance to watch it yet. Jola is being chased by Santa Claus and Jola is being chased by Santa Claus and is friendly with the movie's antagonist, Belschnickel. And I'll probably do an episode on Belschnickel in the future as well, and Speck. Belschnickel unleashed Jola in the reindeer stable where he injured Dasher. At the time when Jack was getting a root needed to cure the Christmas elves, Jola attacked him and Jack fends him off with an explosive gingerbread cookie. During the climax of the film, Dasher recovers to tackle Jola, Dasher recovers to tackle Jola, who is then sent flying out of Santa Village by Santa Claus. Sorry, I don't know why it's such trouble stammering. Dude, that wasn't even that hard. But yeah, so that pretty much covers everything we have for Grayla, the Yule Lads, and the Yule Cat. I hope everyone has a wonderful, wonderful holiday season this year and that everyone's safe. So it's not too late if you wanted to get some. I don't know if they'll arrive in time, but you can go to www.crypticmerch.com for all your merch needs. Maybe even use some of those for gifts. Also, just a reminder that the Cryptic Corner can be found on Pandora. So if you wanted to find a different listening platform, it's always available on Pandora. That's all we have today at the Cryptic Corner, guys. As always, I've been your host, Casey. And remember, stay creepy.